Welcome.
All that build up for nothing.
Hi, podcast people.
Yo, what's going on, world? Y'all already know what it is, what to do, and how we do it. Y'all already know the comedic duo by the sound of the voices that you hear on the microphones and that you see on the YouTube. I want to welcome y'all back to another episode of RCYJ Podcast with your hosts, Tommy Guns in the building one time.
Bang, bang.
And the homeboy Rico T in the building one time. Woo! What's going on, y'all? So, Tommy, what's going on, dog? How you doing?
What was that, like an old Atari sound?
Your
character just died right there. No, I'm always just chilling like a villain.
I feel that.
Just one of those days.
It's a very mellow day. It's a coasting kind of day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Friday night was crazy. Just because it, like, at 7 o'clock, it felt like it was midnight to me. Just after a long day and then being up all night. And then Saturday night was fucking the exact opposite. Before I know it, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, shit, man, I need to go to bed.
I heard about last night. I heard last night was interesting for somebody.
Yeah, I mean,
what the fuck? Just what the fuck? That's all I can say to him. What the fuck?
It's his day, man.
Was that last night or was that Friday night?
That was Saturday. No, Friday night.
Yeah, that was Friday night because it was after I was gone.
Yeah, he didn't come in.
Yeah, I was gone that night.
He came here and took off later.
What a dick.
Not a dick. I mean,
no, I'm just fucking with him.
He's going to do something.
Anyway, shout out.
I actually want to push him towards SW more than anything else. I do know her name. SW Lexi. That's what her name is. Star Wars Lexi.
I don't know. I'm not around enough. It's my fault.
It just sort happened.
Of. Anywho, but no, shout out to him for that. So, I'm chilling, everybody, by the way. Doing my thing, you know, workout, all that shit, blah, blah, blah. You guys already know what I do. So, I figured it's good for us to start having topics on the episodes, by the way. I look like a gangsta picnic table. I like that. I know we kind of needed to get back on topics, and I just happened to have the conversation at work the other day, and apparently with you, I don't remember it, but we're going to get into it. Just kidding, I do remember it. I'm just trying to play it off and be coy.
Dum, dum, dum.
So, and it's like I said, I think we had talked a little bit about this, maybe on a previous episode, for some reason I am remembering, but I kind of wanted to bring it back up, especially because it goes in with the story that, you know, I wanted to bring into the podcast on this week's episode as well. So, the conversation had come up that, long story short, I don't really sleep much, and Tommy, as well as the other person who I happen to have the conversation with, had let me know that it's because I was talking to a young lady, and we were doing the whole, no, you get off the phone. I'm not hanging up till you hang up. No, stop. That type of shit.
Well, when somebody texts you and be like, yeah, I was talking to some lady late on the phone. That's where you get it. I didn't know if I wanted to stay in the conversation.
What happened? Because I don't remember this conversation.
I don't know. I don't remember. Were you trying to look it up on the phone? I can't remember any of that.
No, I'm having a conversation with somebody at the same time.
Yeah, with that significant other that he can't get off the phone with. This is why you think I say this. And literally in the middle of a podcast.
Hey, listen, let me have my fun.
I heard my phone go off. Did I get it?
I didn't hear my phone go off, but listen. So the reason that I wanted to bring that up, too, is because, I mean, like, that's, to me, that shit was funny back in the day, you know, because I don't know if you did it the way that I did it, because, you know, they had said, you know, oh, you know, you're sitting there and you're like, no, you hang up, no, you hang up. I did that shit when I was 12. You know, 12, 13, at that point, you know, I'm getting into girls and stuff like that, you know, I was smooth back in the day, too, because y'all know, when I was like 12, 13, you know, cell phones were out, but, you know, younger kids didn't really have them. So we had to use the house phone if somebody wasn't taking up all the time on fucking the AOL internet with the... whenever you had the fucking internet going and you was trying to use the phone. So I was smooth as hell because I always had it like, you know, if I wasn't able to go out because I was grounded or, you know, I just wasn't feeling or whatever and I wanted to talk to the girl on the phone... you know, you talk them up a little bit, do what you gotta do, and then you're like, you know what, I heard this song today and I thought of you. And I just, can I play it for you right quick? And I was smooth as shit. I used to put Boys to Men on the radio all the fucking time. Boys to Men, all that old school R&B. Like, I love doing that shit.
I thought
shit.
He was going to put on something like, I want to lick you up and down.
No, I didn't go that far. That wasn't until I was older.
Can I just stick it in just a little bit?
That's what I say now. Just a little bit.
Oh, no.
No, but it was just, you know, doing things like that and the fact that, like, you know, so we started, you know, with the phone calls and stuff like that, trying to sneak the phone calls, staying on the phone all types of hours and shit like that. Did you ever do shit like that, Tommy?
No.
You're just no fun.
I never talked to a girl that long. Never. That they're boring. I don't got enough to say. No.
He said they're fucking boring. Oh, shit.
Like, yo, like, I had a girl that used to talk to me on the phone, and I'd fall asleep on the fucking phone because she'd be talking for such a damn long.
Well, I was going to ask about that. Was it because, like, apparently Tommy did it for a different reason than, like, I did.
It was boring. Like, I guess I was trying to be too nice, but I should have hung up the goddamn phone.
No, I remember the phone calls where, and like, me and my brothers, or me and my, one of my older brothers, excuse me, we would get into a battle because, I mean, me and him at one point, he dated one girl, and it just so happened that at the exact same time, I was dating, like, her best friend. So me and him spent way too much time around each other because we were always around them. And we'd be in a fucking battle over who was going to get the phone that night. Because he wanted to fall asleep talking to her. I wanted to fall asleep talking to mine. Which, in retrospect, if I really think about it, was absolutely fucking dumb. And that's probably why my parents got pissed off about, you know, the electric bill and phone bill being high. Which I don't really fucking understand, but whatever.
See, well, the difference is between me and you is I had three mean older sisters who I couldn't talk to people on the phone with. Because we had two phones and they would jump on the other line and be like, yo, hi, Tommy's girlfriend, or something stupid like that. And it was always just no.
See, now I can say that, though. So my brother would be on the phone, and we're gonna use an example going a lot with the song that you just brought up. I'd do shit like that because we did have, you know, the multiple phones connected to the same line so you can pick up the other phone. One of them was a cordless.
Y'all these days don't know nothing about that. Y'all got a cell phone, probably been fucking 12 years old and shit. Parents, you're stupid. You shouldn't have those fucking phones at 12 years old.
Big facts. But we did have the one phone that was cordless, hooked up to the same line that, you know, was corded in the kitchen. So, of course, you know, my brother would be on the phone. He'd be talking to his girl, and he'd be trying to say some sweet shit. And I can be very stealthy, and I found that I had a knack for picking up the phone and listening in without them knowing. So I'd wait for, like, the most opportune time when I knew my brother was going to try to be slick and smooth as shit, and I'd completely fuck it up. Because he'd start saying something like, no, you don't even understand. It's just, it's the way that you look at me, and your eyes, and just the way that they shine. He'd say some shit like that, and I'd be coming in, and I'd just start whispering on the phone. It's the way that you look at me when you're starting to get on your knees.
Oh, man.
I'd start throwing in some shit like that.
He was a cock blocker.
Fuck him. He deserved it.
No, he didn't.
He deserved it because he did it to me.
No, dude. No dude deserves that.
He did it to me. Fuck him. That's brotherly love right there.
Brotherly love.
Yep. But, so we would do dumb shit like that. You know, and then we would have the nights, like I said, where, you know, we would fall asleep with the girl on the phone and, you know, I'd be like, you know, hey, it's okay, like, just, you know, say goodnight, hang up the phone, but I don't want to. I want to fall asleep listening to you, and I'm like, if you're fucking falling asleep, I'm not going to be talking. So we're basically just going to sit here listening to each other breathe. And back then, that was the cutest shit ever. Don't fucking ask me why, because honestly, I don't know.
Yeah, definitely not me now. Yeah, 20 years ago, I did that shit. But they try some shit like that to me now. Like, look, I got to go to bed. I got to work in the fucking morning. Let's be straight the fuck up. I'll text you tomorrow, like, when I'm out of work.
See, and then, like, we'd do that all summer. We'd do that during the school time, too. But then what we would do is, and I realize now that, God, it was just so fucking stupid. Because, I mean, obviously, if I'm dating a girl, you know, me and her went to the same school and shit like that. I'd talk to her and fall asleep on the fucking phone with her. Wake up in just enough time to hang up the phone before my mom whooped my ass. And then I'd get dressed, go to school and stuff like that. We rode the same fucking bus. So then I'm sitting next to her on the bus, obviously going to school. We were in different classes, so we were on opposite sides of the school and shit like that. And we still found a way to fucking pass notes back and forth all day between the two different sides of the school. And then after school, we hung out with them. Way too much fucking time around each other. I can't stand that now. Now, like, let's have some space.
Delinquents.
Fucking delinquents. Goddamn juvenile sons of bitches. Y'all are dumb.
Yeah.
All y'all whoever did that, Rico, you're dumb.
Yeah, you stupid.
And then as you get older, it evolved into actually having cell phones. My first cell phone, I had a job. I had to get a job. My dad made me. So then what would I do? Everybody's favorite thing that when you bring up cell phones, they all remember. Because there hasn't been a person who I've ever talked to about the old school, like cell phones and stuff like that, where it was like, hey, do you remember when you liked a girl and you had to be like, alright, but cool, listen, do me a favor. Call me after 9 o'clock because that's when my minutes go free. Never had to do that?
I never had that.
You never had a cell phone plan like that?
No. Always you get the cheap versions.
That was the cheap shit.
Or the prepaid shit.
That was the prepaid shit still.
No, the prepaid. The prepaid, what I'm talking about is you just had the fucking phone, you'd put minutes in it.
Yeah, but still.
That's the only one that I ever really used.
I had it with Boost Mobile, because I still had, like the old school Boost when we had the walkie talkies and shit. I'd walkie talkie all day, because that was free. But yeah, even with the plans that I had, they
didn't use them.
Yeah, even with the plans I had, they'd still be like, after 9, your minutes are free until 6, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I didn't have a fucking cell phone forever, but I was late. Yeah. Then I had a flip phone forever, because I didn't fucking like these new ones. But it's definitely the truth, because
I love that shit. No, but so like,
he thinks he's like Inspector Gadget or something.
I don't think I'm Inspector Gadget. I like the fact that if I get pissed off at somebody, I click that bitch shut and they hear the click on the other end. But I used to do that shit too, where I'd be like, yo, just call me after 9, my minutes are free and stuff like that. And it was little shit like that, and then I'd spend all night talking on the phone about the dumbest shit ever. Like, it got to the point where what the fuck is wrong with me? I started, like, color coordinating my clothes with them for school dances.
See, by the time that stuff come out, I was already older, so.
I know, you've always been older than me.
Yeah, I get that. It's not going to change. I'm just saying.
It might change.
But, no.
What if I jump in time?
Then you would still be younger. You just would have jumped in time.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
No.
Yes.
You don't understand how time works. It's not linear.
You're still born where you're born. So if you jump in time, you were still born when you were born. You were just now existing pre-born date. So it's kind of weird, but you're still younger than me.
I meant jump ahead in time.
Well, you jump ahead in time, that don't work neither.
Yes, it does. Did you not watch Yu-Gi-Oh? They had the time wizard. He made the dragon old.
You're already younger than me. I'm already older than you. So if you jump into the future and you're taking this younger version of yourself that's already younger than me, I'm just going to be even older than you. If you get time at all.
No, but I'm going to turn into the older me and then come back.
Oh, so the older you is going to try to come back in time.
Yeah, that way I'm older than you now.
That's weird. No, we shouldn't do that.
No, it's going to be hilarious. That way you can see that I'm still the same asshole at like 60.
You gonna have a walker?
No. Pimp cane? What the fuck?
You'll have a walker.
I'm gonna have a walker.
60.
It's gonna have McDonald's stickers all over it.
Don't feel bad. We might be doing next week's episode for me with a walker. I'm fucking bad as these knees are.
Next week's episode featuring Grandpa Tommy in the building one time, everybody. Y'all already know.
Yo, yo.
The Grand Oos. The Ultra Oos. Ultra Instinct Oos.
Ultra Instinct Oos. Shout out to the newest member of the Usos, Sami Zayn.
Yo, shout out to Sami Zayn. And then I'm going to go ahead and throw this out here. Here's my fuck you session for this. Sorry for getting off track. Fuck you, Roman Reigns. And fuck you, the Usos, because y'all forgetting one other important Uso. Rick Uso. I'm right here.
Rick Uso.
Come holla at me. I'll get the mullet and the weird goatee and shit, too. I can roll with y'all.
I'll just hang out with Sami Zayn.
He gonna hang out with Sami Zayn.
Me and him become a tag team.
The Great Liberator.
Sami Zayn and me. Oh, I got bugs in the house.
And the human refrigerator, because they're gonna be knocking motherfuckers out cold.
Wow.
That's the best I had at the moment. Either way, I'm gonna go back to the topic because I fucked up on that one. I'm not all there today. So, but no, and it was, you know, back then that was like the way that you did shit. You know, 3 minutes. You know, talking on the phone all damn day. The one thing that I definitely hated was, when all they wanted to do was text. When texting first came out, and if you went over a certain number of text messages, then after that it became you got charged like 10 cents a word. And I don't know if anybody else tried this like I did, but right when I knew I was hitting that mark, I'd send them a text and use up the last of my words. They'd say, hey, I hope you can read really good. I'm going to have to start sending everything in just one long-ass word. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm almost at the end of my text messages, and that would be it. And they'd be like, what do you mean? So all of a sudden, I'd be like, I ran out of text messages. It's going to charge me 10 cents for every word I type, so I'm going to type it all without any spaces so it looks like one word. Can you read this? Question mark.
10 cents.
10 cents right there. But I got like a whole fucking like paragraph in 10 cents because fuck that shit.
He was actually spending about $1.50 just trying to explain the situation.
I really wasn't. I got charged 10 cents because I didn't put any fucking spaces. No,
but it took you fucking forever. You put so many of these paragraphs out to this person. Can you please understand that I'm out of minute. This has only cost me 10 cents. If I do it the other way, it's going to cost me a little so
I'm
much
I'm not going to lie. It's at a couple points with a couple of different girls at the end of like that paragraph, it always came out, you're an idiot.
Probably.
No, it did. I can attest to that. It did. Like, you're an idiot.
You cheap bastard. You don't even want to spend money to talk to me. You're so cheap. You can't even spend a dollar to send me a message.
And listen, the worst part about this was... The worst part was, like I had said, first cell phone I ever got was the Nokia block. My dad threw it at my head, and he said, Mijo, hey, you want minutes?
You a blockhead.
You get a job.
Blockhead.
No, he... Brickhead, because he thought he was funny, and I'm like, it's blockhead.
Brickhead.
Said brickhead. Pero, my bad, I almost went Spanish on that one. No, so, the worst part about it was, I had a job. That's why I paid for my cell phone, paid for my minutes and stuff like that. And I was still too fucking cheap. I was the one paying for it. It wasn't even their problem.
Oh, no, you would be more likely to do it if it was your parents' money.
Well, I mean, there's definitely that, too. I'm sorry. Give me 1 second.
Rico disappeared.
No, I feel weird with that one on.
Look, he's got to put a different hat on. He's coming right back. Here we go. And he's back.
I feel better with this hat for some reason. I think this hat goes better with this shirt. But that's not the fucking point. So I was just too damn cheap to do all that. But I And then the other thing I hated was I dated a few girls who, like, I did the normal texting. You guys know what that is on an old school flip phone, right? Or if, like, you want to say, you know, Rico. You know, you got to hit the 7-3 times to get to the R, hit the fucking 4-3 times to get to the I. I did shit like that because for me, that was honestly quicker. And they used to talk shit to me about, why don't you just use T9 word? And I'm like, because I don't fucking like that shit. Plus, when I learned how to, when I, you know, started driving and stuff like that, I still have flip phones. It was easy for me to read a text at a red light and then I can just put my phone down on my lap. And I knew what I had to hit, where the space was and all that stuff. And I could just text like that. Without ever having to look at my phone, send it, and it came out perfect every time.
Why is it every time you mimic a voice of a girl, it's always that voice?
No, and
do you have a nightmare of some chick?
No. Talk
to you like this? Is this like coming back? You created your own character off this chick?
No, it's not even that. So I get into this all the time.
Oh, so funny.
No, listen, I get into this all the time with my boy Nick, who might actually be on an episode in October because he is coming down for a weekend. See his godson. See his boy right here. It's going to be stupid. It's going to be crazy.
I might never make promises about people being on the show again because then they don't show. So, boom. I'll just make a surprise from now on.
Now, I know my boy will jump on this because I'm pretty sure he's going to have a lot of shit to talk about me. But he says the same thing, man. He's always like, you know, why is it that, like, whenever you, like, speak of a female, it's always, like, that same voice? And I don't know why. And... I think one of
he has a nightmare. He's like probably pushed it so far back in his head that he don't even remember.
It's a repressed memory at this point.
Yeah, it's not even. He don't even remember. He don't really remember. He just has flashes every time he thinks about a chick. Oh my god! Why did you do that to me, Rico?
You know, you got to get a little bit more nasally with it, and you got to drag it out a little more. You got to do the.
I can't do the nasally.
You got to do that. Oh my god! Like Rico. No, oh no, that's what it's from. Thank you. See, we're having breakthroughs on the episode here. Y'all are witnessing history in the making. No, so me and my boy Nick, when we started hanging out and stuff like that, we became the dream team. We was always known for getting in trouble at work together and shit like that. We was always known for hitting on girls. And that whole voice started because there was one girl who she literally did talk like that. It bothered the fuck out of me. And of course, for some reason, she just happened to be the one I was trying to hit on at that fucking point. But I forgot what it was I had done or said, but all I remember was her just going, "Oh my god, Rico, like, you're so funny." And it just stuck with me, and ever since then, like, that's how I hear every female voice when they're talking to me in my head. I'm so sorry for that, ladies.
Wow.
I apologize.
So you sound like that to him all the time.
I apologize. It's not your fault, it's because I was traumatized by that. It was weird.
It is your fault.
It is my fault. I should have picked somebody else.
Women's fault.
It's not your... Oh, it's their fault?
Yeah, it's women's fault.
Why is it their fault?
Because they're evil.
Y'all are evil.
You shouldn't talk like that to him.
Yeah, with a capital D at the front of us. Y'all the devil.
You know, that's probably from Boston too, aren't they?
No, she wasn't.
She sounds like she might be from Boston.
No.
That sounds like that Boston.
No, if it was from Boston, it'd be more like, "Oh my god, Rico, you are so funny, yeah. You're funny, kid. Wicked pisser." Oh, that would annoy the fuck out of me.
That sounds British.
I don't know if you've ever noticed this or not, but if you take some slight accent out of the British, you have the Boston accent. Because if you ever go over there and they'd be like, you know, we would, like, in Boston, we'd be like, "Hey, homie, come on, kid, we're going to get to the car." Now, if you go to Britain and you hear them, "Oi, mate, we're going to go over here and get in the car." It's very similar. We just take a little bit of the accent out, throwing some stupid-ass words that make no sense. Like, y'all say kid, we say ked. Y'all say, "Yo, that shit was dope," we say, "Ah, wicked pisser."
Oh. So, in, like, Chicago, that trans, like, "Get the fuck out of the car, because we're stealing it."
We can neither confirm nor deny whether Tommy was involved in any nefarious activities in the region known as Chicago. We're not going to talk about anything like that, ladies and gentlemen. That is a story that is not to be heard by your ears. If you guys want to know the full story of Tommy's life, you guys are going to have to find the secret book hidden in the National Library of Congress. Good fucking luck. That's what we're going with? Yeah, that's what we're going with. So, but I mean, and I thought about that. And then now if you jump to modern times, you know, back in the day it was, "Hey, call me." You know, I've even written letters.
Let's be honest. Back in the day, it was...
Okay,
shit, I fucked up the numbers.
Okay, now, I will say this.
Impatient people who never could use that shit.
He is absolutely fucking right. Now, granted, Tommy does have a few years on me. But I know for a fact that I knew someone who had that phone, and I had to use it at one point. And y'all know me, I'm impatient as fuck. You guys can just tell by my face and personality. Do you know how many times it would take me to try to call my mom off that motherfucker? Grrrch, grrrch, grrrch. Fuck, wrong number. Hang it up. Grrrch, grrrch, grrrch. Fuck.
Yeah, it was bad. I hated that shit.
I fucking hated that shit.
See, but my family, I mean, yeah, I'm older, but like, we had the dial-up phone like when everybody else had the good phones. When you guys all got cordless phones, then we got the dial phone.
Y'all know what I hated, though?
We always had the last line. So when everybody was on Nintendo 64, we had the Nintendo.
I was still on Sega. No, yeah, I was still on Sega for a bit.
Yeah, well, Nintendo, Sega, slash...
Nintendo's the dope shit, though, so was Sega. All fuck right. Yeah. Throwbacks. Let's get it. Now, you know what I hated, though? I hated when, like, I would try to call a girl, and, you know, as with most times, their family don't like me. So, like, their parents were like, "It better not be that Spanish boy calling again." And then they had caller ID, and they figured out when I was calling. So what, but what did I do love about all that? *67, when you block your fucking number. And then when the dad picked up, you usually said some stupid shit and tried to disguise your voice. You know how many girls' dads I told them to go suck off somebody or some shit like that?
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, fuck their dads.
Here, now, look.
Fuck their moms.
I mean...
Not literally.
How they do? Oh.
Nah, Nah, some of the moms that I knew... Nah, Papa, you don't want to go there, trust me.
Well, I mean, probably not them, but maybe some of them I do.
No, you wouldn't have.
I... Fuck them moms, then.
Yeah, that's the other fuck you session. Fuck their moms. The other fuck. But now we got to jump ahead to modern days, and, you know, now nothing is ever... Hey. Can I call you? Can I shoot you a text? That's even now in today's day and age when that's all people do is that's dead and gone. Because now this...
Me and you? Oh.
What?
That's how they do it nowadays. Me and you?
No, nowadays it's... So, listen, we've been hanging out a little bit. I really, you know, I really like you. You know, I was wondering if I can get your number or something like that. That's what I do. I still ask for numbers or I'll still give out my number. What do I get 90% of the time? Let's be fucking real about this. 90% of the time it's, oh my God, do you have Snapchat? Are you on the gram? You are? I'm going to look you up. I'm going to message you that way. I'm like, why? Regular phone calls. Regular phone calls. Text me. You know what? At this point, fuck it. Write me a letter. I'll give you my address. Write me a fucking letter. And then, like, it's always, like, the weirdest shit, and I hate that, because now they're doing, like, the video calls, and every time I get into a video call with someone, they have to do stupid effects. There's a rainbow in the fucking background, their eyes are purple, there's a unicorn penis sticking out of their fucking head. There's always fucking effects going on. Why? No, no,
who
listen.
Who the fuck are you talking to that's got a unicorn penis coming out their head?
It's a fucking unicorn penis coming out of their head.
You can't mention that and not expect me to stop and ask about it.
We're going to talk about this.
What?
I'm just saying, listen, there's always effects. Or, like, if they do happen to be like, do you have a Snapchat? All right, cool. Like, yeah, I don't really use it. But yeah, like, we can talk on Snapchat. Now they just want to send pictures, and I'm like, okay, with little whatever at the bottom, and then what do they start doing with that shit? They start using filters. They start using effects.
Can we filter us into cartoons?
I'm trying to work on that. I really am. But I've literally had someone who I would Snapchat, and we would talk, and they'd always have an alien head on. Like, what the fuck?
I would literally be like, you know you got a fucking alien on your head?
And you think I didn't say that? Like, yeah, what the fuck's up with the alien dome? And like, then, what are you doing? And then I actually had someone pull this one on me, and I thought that this one was super stupid compared to the pickup lines I normally try to use. I was like, yo, so what the fuck's going on with the alien head? Like, what are you doing? It's because I think you're out of this world. All right, I gotta get back to work now. You have a good day.
Nah, I've been like, I ain't trying to be part of a three-way. Talk to you later.
Part of a fucking three-way?
Alien her and me. She be wearing some kinky shit, it seems like. She's trying to wear an alien head while she's talking to you. Like, she's trying to get that crazy right out of the first thing. That's like one chick fucking told me she had people that talked to her through the walls. Man, I got another bitch to break up with that shit because I was scared. I was like, nah, man, I ain't bringing up that shit. Those evil people on the fucking walls might tell her to do something I don't want her to do. So that bitch started to
kick her ass. Scared for you. Eh? I'm scared for you. No, my way of doing it back in the day was I'd write a little note and I'd put like a Band-Aid in it. And then like I'd put, if you're wondering what the Band-Aid is for.
Yeah,
what the and fuck? Then they'd see the Band-Aid and then I'd be like, you're cut. That was it. I have no fucking clue why I'd be like, you're cut.
So, this is how you broke up with bitches?
Yep. I just, you know what? It's not working out. You're cut. Band-Aid.
So many of these bitches over the years. Get this fucking letter.
Why are we calling them bitches again?
Because this is what I'm saying.
No, listen, if I've ever broken up with a girl, let's face it, let's be real about this right now, it's because they were a bitch. I'm not saying that I'm absolutely perfect, I'm a fucking dickhead, but hey, whatever, I just happen to get there first.
I say things I shouldn't say, I don't give no fuck.
We don't give a fuck. Anyways, RCYJ podcast.
Anyway, these girls... Is that better with the quotation mark? These girls get this letter, they all open it up. I'm cut. There's a Band-Aid. this motherfucker's trying to cut me. I gotta stay away from him from now on. Maybe walking down the halls, like, they see Rico.
Which, you know, really doesn't help out with the fact that my job right now, I'm a meat cutter. I play with knives all day.
He's like, he's literally, like, he doesn't even think about it. He's like, why is that bitch fucking, I'm good, I'm glad I broke up with her. She acted weird as fuck. And the next one, there's a big story about Rico back in his hometown. All the letters, the girls he broke up with, your guts. Here's a band-aid for after I fucking cut you so you can take, put it on. Because you're going to get cut. Like, that sounds like some weird shit, bro. Once he got his head cut, he can't.
Listen.
You never thought of this one time, though?
No.
I know it's not real, but like... No.
What do you mean it's not real?
Like, the chicks, did they think about this?
Oh, I thought you meant like I didn't do it. Yes, the fuck I did do it. You know how much money I spent on band-aids?
I spent so much on band-aids.
Hey, but no, but listen, no. Let me throw this in before Tommy starts crying from laughing. I could see his eyes watering. I want y'all to know that at least I was classy about it. I knew what colors they liked, so I bought the multicolored band-aid packs, and I gave them, like, their favorite color or what was close to it. I thought that was a sweet gesture.
Oh, so some of these girls are probably... Oh, he wants to cut me, but he at least got my favorite color. He still thinks about me.
But no, like... So, and you, in retrospect, like, I never really thought about that. But, I mean, if you listen to this podcast, do I seem like the most sane person who would think about shit before he does it?
No, not really, but you literally said little girls like fucking letters. This is it. You're cut. Like, Dad! My boyfriend broke up with me and he's gonna cut me. Please help! You can just have any cops randomly show up to your house. Excuse me, sir, we need to talk to you.
No.
They probably talk to your dad. He's like, just go away, man.
Just go away, he's stupid.
He's stupid.
That's exactly what my dad would say.
He didn't know no
better. And if you guys ever, like, if you know me personally and you've ever met my parents and stuff like that, I think the worst part about that whole thing is the way that I just said that, how my dad would do it, he'd be like, you stupid. Sad part is I've heard my dad call me stupid so many times, I sound exactly like him when I do that.
Does sound really, he called him stupid at the barbecue we went to. That was funny. So
and saying. It sounded exactly like that, right?
He's like, get away from the barbecue, you stupid.
Get it? I think it was because, no, I was being dumb and I had, like, just the apron on, no shirt or whatever, and I got burned with the oil spider, and he was like, get away from the barbecue, stupid.
Something along those lines,
but it definitely... You know, but I used to do... I've done shit like that. I think the worst breakup I ever did was... I dated one girl. She was a very sweet girl. Very sweet girl. And I just... It was like 2 weeks. By the way, when I was like 14, 15, I was notorious for a two-week rule. Like, after 2 weeks, like, I was just good, done, over with, and moving on. So, I think, like, the worst one I did, which wasn't even really that bad, but...
You had big eyes.
Huh?
You had big eyes. You had big eyes.
What do you mean?
Like, if every 2 weeks you was done, it's because your big eyes seen something new.
I just got bored.
Time to go.
So I think the worst one I did was I broke up with her. And yes, like,
why with my man? We're best friends.
No, and listen, I think about this now, and I'm horrible for this one because of situations that have happened and stuff like that. But I didn't even do it myself. I gave a folded up note that I folded up so fucked up that it would have taken like 3 minutes to unfold this shit. And I gave it to, like, one of my homeboys to give to her.
Yeah, because you had to get in position to cut her.
Shut the fuck up. It was paper cuts. That's what I was hoping would happen, you bitches. No, so...
You're cut.
Here's the band-aid
after you got into this fucking note that I fucking made sure you
no,
got paper
cut. No, so I did that, and then, you know, I wasn't thinking.
It's her favorite color, though.
Yep, it was. It actually was. It was yellow, which was really weird that I broke up with her because my favorite color just happens to be yellow, but fuck her. So, he gives her the note, and I'm not thinking because I'm, you know, like I said, I'm like 14, 15, I don't give a shit. So, I didn't bother to think that the one place that she was going to go when, you know, your boyfriend breaks up with you would probably be to the bathroom to cry, seeing as you're in school. That was the other thing. I was also notorious for hanging out in the girls' bathroom with them. Like, no, now listen, let me clarify that because you're giving me that weird look. No. Like, I would sit on the countertop while they're all over there, like, doing makeup or whatever, and I'd just sit there and chill and talk with them. Shut up, Tommy, I know what that look you're giving me. It's not like that. I would have conversations with them. It's not like I'm just in there being fucking creepy. That's not the fucking point. It sounds bad, but it's not. She ran into the bathroom and she seen me asking her best friend out. Now, that was wrong of me, ladies and gentlemen. That really was wrong of me. But here is my one true question. Though it was wrong of me, who was more in the wrong? The fact that I broke up with her and asked her best friend out, is it me? Or is it the fact that her best friend said yes? Think about that.
You're both equally as evil.
Nah, I knew I was an asshole, but I think her friend's a little bit worse because that's her best friend. They're supposed to stick together. Well, what happened to girl code?
She was trying to stick for something for 2 weeks. That's all she had, 2 weeks.
She made it a week.
She only made it a week because she was a hoe.
No.
Why did she only make it a week?
You want the truth?
Yeah.
She left me after a week, right? Because come to find out...
She's a lesbian and she wanted it with her friend.
No.
Oh.
She had a thing for one of my best friends. So they made out while we were still dating. Then she broke up with me. So then to be a complete dickhead, because I knew that my best friend had done that, right? But he still had feelings for the girl that he was with before. So you know what the fuck I did?
You got with that girl.
I got with her.
Y'all a bunch of homewrecker assholes.
We was a bunch of homewrecker assholes. You want to know what made it even worse? So we all...
What's wrong with the society?
So the first girl that who had left me and then got with my friend, we all hung out at her house one night. So the girl that I was dating at the time ended up falling asleep in the living room. Who was supposed to be my best friend at the time, fell asleep in the bedroom, which left me and my ex, who was his girlfriend at the time, chilling in the kitchen. So then we started making out and all that shit, and then we broke up with them. Actually, I'm going to hell because the girl that I was with, I broke up with her while she was away at a funeral.
Sounds like you was just in some kind of orgy to me.
It was weird.
You were in an orgy cult, and you didn't even know.
And then you want to know how we fixed it? Me and my best friend had a fist fight after that, and that's how we fixed it.
You guys can't handle being swingers, and they never swung with each other again. They fixed their...
We didn't swing with each other, but they swung on each other.
Swung on each other so they can fix to never swing with each other again. And hopefully it never happened again.
Not on my part. Fast forward a couple years, I'm dating this girl. She ends up calling me one day and she says, "So I need to tell you something." I'm like, "All right, cool, what's up?" Said, "So, and just for shits and giggles, I'm going to go by the nickname that he had when we were growing up, because I don't feel like throwing out his real name out there. We're going to call him DJ Green Lantern." Let's not fucking get into that. But we're going to call him DJ Green Lantern. So she calls me and I'm like, "All right, so what's up?" She says, "Well, you know DJ Green Lantern was hanging out yesterday." I said, "Yeah, okay, like y'all are friends, like that's cool." She said, "No, we fucked." So I didn't talk to DJ Green Lantern for a couple weeks because I thought that was fucked up. I broke up with that girl. So then, like, we had went to go see her. We was with my boy Nick because he remembers this shit, actually. And we hung out with her. Me and her got into it. We ended up leaving. We get back to my house, and DJ Green Lantern decides it's a good idea to remind me that he fucked the chick I was with, and then he smiled in my face. Fist fight number two. We didn't talk for years after that.
DJ Green Lantern. Did he get knocked the fuck out?
He didn't get knocked the fuck out, but he definitely caught an ass kicking. I'll say this for him, though. He did, obviously, in a fight, you hit back. He did hit back. He did get me pretty good. The way that he fucked up, though, was... So, we were sitting in the driveway. Now, you know, there's my dad's truck, there's my mom's car, and all this other stuff. So, we were between my mom's car and the house. Which, if you look at me, I'm actually smaller now than I was back then. But even at this size, there was enough space for me to just be able to walk through, like, straight. But this shoulder would be touching the car, this shoulder would be touching the house. He laughed in my face right then and there. So when I hit him, he immediately went to the ground and I, like, kneeled above him and I started hitting. There was no fucking way he was getting out. It took my brother, my best friend, my mom, and then my dad had to come out to get me off of him. Then he left, and then there was a bunch of kids across the street talking shit, so then I went at them too. So I had two fist fights that night. It was dope. All because she was a hoe. Couldn't just stay off my brother's pee-pee.
Use a hoe.
Fuck you.
Use a hoe.
Can I do something really off that I normally don't do?
I don't care.
Absolutely, because you know what? And I'm pretty sure that she doesn't listen to this, and even if she does, I really don't give a fuck. That is going to be the ultimate fuck you session for today. Fuck you, Paige Dano. You're a bitch
fuck
for that.
Fuck you, Paige.
And that is her real name. She can go fuck herself. I don't care. Tommy, so...
Is she hot?
She used to be.
Not anymore.
No, she's got like...
Then fuck you, Paige.
No.
In that way.
She's got like three kids, a body like I have now. It's gross. She even has a mustache, I think. Disgusting. Not the point. Tommy, anything that you want to say to the people before we sign off this? We went a little bit longer than we have been going recently, but I feel like we were having so much fun talking about people being cut.
Love you guys. Thanks you for joining. And that's the name of the episode.
Don't You're cut.
Don't cut me, Rico. Manny, I need you to shout out to me. I want to know when you got fired. Did you get a letter that says I cut you? With a bad day.
You know, I'm actually trying to get Manny to come on an episode with us now that we do, like, all the video and shit like that.
He needs to.
We're going to get Manny on an episode. Other than that, the other thing that I want to go ahead and say to y'all is just be easy. Take your time with things. Make sure your mind's in the right headspace before you do anything. All that good stuff. Just take care of yourselves.
Don't be sleazy.
Don't be sleazy. And don't give bitches notes with Band-Aids on them.
Energize your Mondays and start your weeks out right with Rico Clear Jets and I.
God! That's what I'm talking about! It's only taken me a season and a half to get him to do that right. Thank you.
I didn't even do it right there because I'm not Rico.
No, but you said with Rico Cool, your Jets, and I.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah,
still
I
got
did
it right.
It right. Damn. Look at that.
Next time, though, you need a little more energy when you do it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't need no more energy.
No, you need just a little bit more energy when you do it. You got to have that excitement. You want them to get excited for this. The other thing that I want to do, and I'm going to talk to Tommy about this after the episode, but I'm not really going to give him a choice because, fuck it, it's going to be hilarious for us to do it. One of the next episodes coming up, it might be the next one or the one after that, who the fuck knows, but we're going to do an entire episode rhyming. It's going to be great. Can't fucking wait. It's going to be like a freestyle episode where we're literally freestyling through the whole episode. Why? Because we don't fucking care. It's shits and giggles. Now, please don't forget to energize your Monday, start your weeks off right. The homies Tommy Guns and I. I'm Rico Cool Your Jets. Always remember to never get stressed. Cool Your Jets. Like, share, follow, subscribe. Pass it on. Write a note. Put a Band-Aid in it. Let them know they're going to need it because they're going to be laughing and be left in stitches, y'all already know.
And if you get that letter... That's your cut. Watch your back.
If I've ever left you one of those, can you comment if you, like, somehow found out about this in here? Because I don't remember everybody I gave it to. I know there was, like, 13 of y'all. Yep. That was the last number that I remember. The 13 different girls had gotten that letter with the Band-Aid in it. Anywho, we love y'all.
Hit
y'all
us up, be Band-Aid easy. Girls.
Hit us up, Band-Aid bitches.
Band-Aid bitches.
The B-A-B.
You Band-Aid bitches.
Y'all already know. Yo, and we out this piece.